Today, we're gonna open a new series entitled Beat. Okay, as you could see dito sa background natin, speakers, kung ganito ba naman ang speaker mo sa bahay, pag tumunog tol, malamang maiwan yung kaluluwa mo, at saka mag-iwala yung kaluluwa mo, at saka yung katawan lupa mo. Okay? And really, I appreciate the creative team for doing this. Palakpakan natin si Lord. You did a great job. And katulad na sinabi ko, we're opening this series entitled Beat. And usually, pagka narinig natin yung word na beat, it is usually connected to, it's like a musical term. Okay? And in fact, today, I want to tell you that music is what we do, or it's our way of really giving worship to God. And yes, that's true. Every Friday, we worship God, we honor God, we lift the name of Jesus because He is worthy of that. But the objective of this series is to really help us understand deeper what worship really is all about. And we're gonna learn and unlearn about something about worship. And I want you just to stay with me for the next 50 minutes. Day joke lang. Hopefully 20 minutes. Okay, just stay with me. Because this series is really to deepen our understanding about worship. Because I want to tell you today, students, that more than music, worship is a lifestyle. It's not just about, yes, we're enjoying. Kanina, nag-worship tayo. I was just looking around, and really, I saw people lifting their hands, really worshiping God. And I saw people that, you know, I just looking at the screen, maybe reading it, or maybe worshiping inside of their heart. But we know, I believe that we have different kinds, okay? Different reaction, if you may, when we talk about worship. And worship is not just following the beat of music. It's about following God's heart, the beat of God's heart. And that's why in the next 3 weeks, we're going to unpack of what worship is all about and paano ba natin in-express to even in our daily lives. Hindi lang dito sa place na ito, even paglabas natin, paano natin wino-worship si Lord. Okay? Can you just join with me in prayer as we start? Lord, we just want to glorify you, God, and thank you, God, for this time, Lord God, that even as we talk about, Lord, worship, I pray, Jesus, that you would reveal yourself to us, that we may have a deeper understanding, Lord God, that you alone are worthy of all the worship, of all the adoration and honor and praise, because you are the King and you are the one who saves us. You are the one who gave us life, Lord God. That's why right now, as I humbly attempt to preach your word, I pray, God, that you would bless the preaching of your word and bless every heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to define what worship is. You know, I was I made a research that I found out that worship came from an old English word that really means worship. Okay? So it means to say there's heaviness, there's weight. When we worship something or when we worship someone, it's like we are coming from that root word, worship. Kung gaano kabigat yung binibigay nating attention dun sa bagay na yon or sa tao na yon. And if we're gonna look at the dictionary, this is what worship is all about. To worship is to hold a person or thing in place of glory. It means to say, pagka nag-worship tayo, it means to say that we are giving importance to something or to someone. There's it's like we're putting them as our top priority ng buhay natin. Bago natin gawin ng ibang bagay, ito muna. And somehow, when we do that, it's like we are worshiping. It's either a person or a thing. But I would say this, that all of us, every one of us, we want to worship something. And in fact, inside of us, there's a need that we need to worship something or someone. Yung iba nga, di ba, as in talagang patay na patay sila kapag minsan dito sa baba natin. Pag Sunday, usually pag Sunday, may mga nagpe-perform dyan, mga showbiz personality. As in talagang, ang ingay, rinig mo hanggang dito. Talagang people are shouting, talagang nag-aagawan sila para makapagpa-sign lang, makapagpa-autograph lang dun sa singer or whoever. And somehow, because they're giving weight on that, they're giving that a priority, it's like somehow they are worshiping that person. And we are all worshipers. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo kung worshiper yan. Worshiper ba yan? Okay, mamaya, i-explain natin kung ano ba dapat ang wino-worship or sino ba dapat talaga ang wino-worship natin. And we are all worshipers, passionately giving ourselves away to someone or something. You know what? Even in our relationship, we worship somehow. Minsan kapag may boyfriend tayo or may girlfriend tayo, we are worshiping somehow them. In fact, I want to tell you this, that worship is, ang opposite ng worship is idolatry. Okay? Now, I want you to listen here for a moment because this is very important for all of us. Because somehow, we thought that we are just worshiping God every Friday. But when you realize that when you're out of this place, when you're out of your room and, you know, you're not worshiping God, you're not reading the Word of God, and you are with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and hanggang sa magdamag, magkausap kayo, hanggang sino sa inyo dito, di ba, nagchat kayo sa Facebook, o sige na, out na ako, o sige, mauna ka na, hindi, ikaw na. Mauna ka na. Hanggang sa umabot na naman kayo ng isang oras, hindi pa rin kayo natatapos. Minsan naman sa phone call. Sige na, ibaba mo na, sweetie. Hindi na, ikaw na. Ayoko nga, ikaw na. Hindi, ikaw na, hintayin kita. O sige, pag narinig ko naghang na ang phone, ibababa ko na. Hindi, ikaw na. Pag narinig ko. As in, tumatagal. And somehow, we're putting that a priority. And we never realize that somehow it's like we are worshiping a person. Or maybe somehow we are worshiping material thing like gadget. Because we're putting so much heaviness dun sa bagay na yon. We're putting so much worth dun sa bagay na yon. Minsan, di ba, ayaw natin magasgasan. Of course, okay lang naman yon. Ayaw natin magasgasan. Pero yung minsan, OA na, di ba? Yung kapatid mo, hinawakan lang, sasampalin mo na. Ano ka ba? Akin to eh. Di ba? Talagang ayaw mong madikitan, ayaw mong mahawakan. Talagang. But when you realize that somehow, because it's like we're saying na, you know, this is very important to me. This is very, very valuable to me. It's like we're saying, hindi man natin sinasabi, but somehow we are worshiping a person or we are worshiping a material thing. And the question is, who is worthy of our worship? Yun bang tao? Yun bang girlfriend mo ngayon? Yun bang gamit mo ngayon? Yun bang Facebook? O yun bang bago mong damit ngayon? O kung sino man, yung hobby mo? Ano ba yung wino-worship natin ngayon? And today, I hope that we would really understand what worship really is. And I want to read in Romans chapter 1. If you have your Bible with you, can you just open it in Romans 1, verse 21 to 22. Then we're going to jump in verse 25. I want to read from verse 21. It says here that for although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. And in verse 22, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Okay? And now, I want to jump in verse 25. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. The scripture that we just read talks about people that somehow they thought they're worshiping God, but you know, deep in their hearts, they exchange lies from the truth. They exchange that they never realized that the real worship, the true worship, only belongs to the Creator, only belongs to Jesus. But we never realized that. Somehow in my life, I never realized that. Because at the time that I get so focused on one thing, I get so focused on someone, I never realized that I began to worship this person. I began to worship this activity. But you know what? The scripture that we read is that all glory and praise only belongs to our Creator, our worship, and that is Jesus Christ. And I believe as a church, we need to have a biblical understanding of worship. I just want a quote of someone who said this. He said that we have become a generation of people who worship our work at our play, and play at our worship. You know what? When our worship grows stagnant, when our worship becomes so common, every Friday, a-attend lang ako dyan, or kaya pag uwi ko sa bahay, okay lang, mag-worship ako kay Lord. But when it becomes stagnant, or parang wala nang excitement na nararamdaman ka, you know, somehow, lumalamig na yung relationship natin kay Lord. Somehow, the fire is not there anymore. Somehow, the passion is not there. And we get cold in our relationship with God, because there's another thing or someone that's more heavier than God Himself. Mas binibigyan na natin ng panahon itong bagay na to kaysa sa Panginoon. And I want to talk about what worship is not. I want all of us to unlearn, to relearn, and to learn something about worship. Let me just talk about what worship is not. Ano ba yung hindi talaga? Na pag sinabi nating worship, ano ba yung iniisip natin na hindi pala yun? Okay? The first one, worship is not an event. I just want to say that. It's not an event. You know, here in FNY, we call it a FNY service. And somehow, we call it a worship service. Pag Sunday, di ba, attend ako ng worship service, Friday. But, you know, you can attend a worship service. You can attend FNY. But, in reality, you are not worshiping. We are not worshiping. We can say to our parents, saan ka pupunta, anak? Pupunta ako sa FNY, may worship service kasi kami, mag-worship ako. Okay? We can say that we will attend worship service, but, you know, in reality, we are not really worshiping in our hearts. In fact, minsan, di ba, meron sa atin dito, ini-invite tayo ng mga kaibigan natin, hindi tayo ma-invite talaga. Ayaw natin magpa-invite. Pero pag yung crush natin nag-invite sa atin, ang bilis natin, sige, punta ako dyan. Saan ba yan? Sa fourth floor? Ay, alam ko yan. Pupuntahan ko yan. Magkita tayo dun, ha? Talagang on fire umaten. And somehow we could say that pupunta ako ng FNY kasi talaga nag-worship dun. But in reality, we can be here. We're saying that we are in a worship service, but at the same time, we're not worshiping. At kapag ka nakaupo na yung crush natin sa tabi natin, yung crush natin, ang favorite song na natin ito. Huwag gaganong ka pa. Wino-worship natin si God eh. Ngayon, pag ito na, talaga worship na worship. Pero dahil crush mo, I love you. We can attend the service, but at the same time, our heart is not really there. And we could say, you know, I'm worshiping God. In fact, every Friday, nandun ako sa FNY. Kasi talagang andun talaga, daming tao doon. Talaga grabe, mga loko-loko yata talaga yung mga tao doon. Nagsisigawa, nagtatalunan. But at the same time, deep in our hearts, we're not worshiping. Because worship is not an event. And music is just a vehicle to take us to the place of worship. When we are singing song, when we are worshiping God, when this music team are leading us in worship, when they say, come on, let's worship God in this place, music is just a vehicle. This is just, a channel for us in worship so that we would realize that, you know, Jesus is worthy of our worship. Because when we always think that, may event every Friday, every Sunday, may event dyan. Oy, may ano doon, may merong magmi-meet lahat ng mga Christian doon sa place na to. Pag inisip natin na event yon, pupunta lang tayo doon, but we will never encounter God. Because our heart is not there. Our heart is not really worshiping God. But we could say, I'm part of that. But it's a different story. You know, I know people in the Bible, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. You know, they don't need music to worship God. To David, yes, David is a singer. Even to the New Testament, yung mga apostles, they don't need music to worship God. In fact, they just there worshiping God and honoring God because they realized the worth of God, because they realized that Jesus is worthy of all the praise. Hindi sila yung katulad ng nanonood ba kayo ng High School Musical? Yung bang sasabihin na lang, kinakanta pa? Yung Glee? Yung bang mag-uusap lang, nagkakantahan pa? Di ba? Hindi natin kailangan ng music just to tell us, just to tell God, Lord, I'm worshiping. Worship is not music. It's not just music na sinasabi natin, Lord, pag kumanta ako, okay na, nag-worship na ako. But that is not just about music. It's beyond that. And also, worship is not a feeling. Some people think na kapag nag-goosebump ako, kapag talagang naiyak ako, naramdaman ko talaga, as in talagang na, yung talagang napapaluhod na ako. You know, it's not just a feeling. It's not just na dahil gusto mo mag-worship kasi okay kayo ng boyfriend mo, ng girlfriend mo, kaya pagdating mo dito, ang saya-saya mo mag-worship. Eh, paano kapag ka nag-break kayo? Paano kapag ka may problema na kayo? Pagpunta mo ba dito, ganun pa rin yung attitude mo in worship? I hope. Because worship is not just a feeling. It's more than the emotion. Because we know that the one whom we are worshiping is Jesus. At pag sinabi natin na feeling lang to, we got it all wrong. Hindi dahil nag-worship ka kasi yung relationship mo, as in talagang wagas yung relationship mo sa boyfriend mo, sa girlfriend mo. Kaya talagang pag nag-worship ka, talagang ramdam na ramdam ko, Lord, mahal mo talaga ako, Lord. Kasi minahal niya ako eh. Hindi ganon. But worship is really about who Jesus is. The weight of the holiness and the glory of Jesus Christ. Now, what is really worship? What worship is? Ano ba talaga yung worship? Hindi ito event, hindi ito music, hindi ito feeling. Ano ba talaga yung worship? Worship is a response to God. We respond to God because He is good, He is perfect, and Jesus is worthy of all our praise. In fact, in 1 John chapter 4, 19, it says here that we love Him because He first loved us. That is why we are responding to the goodness of Jesus. We are responding to God. Kaya ka nagwo-worship dito, hindi dahil okay yung okay ka, hindi dahil may problema ka, kaya ka nandito para lang mawala yung bigat ng nararamdaman mo. But we are here, we are worshiping Jesus in response to His goodness. Because we realize that, Lord, really apart from You, I'm not here, I'm nothing. Jesus, without You, I should not be here. Because it's only Jesus who is the reason of our worship every day. Not just every Friday, but every day. And worship is our response to God. Because God has loved us and called us and saved us and provided for us, we responded to His love. Imagine this. The fact that you realize that Jesus died for you, the fact that you realize that Jesus really loved you unconditionally, how would you respond to God? How would you treat God every day, every single moment of your life? How would you tell God, Lord, I want to respond on the love that you gave to me? How would you do that? You know what I'm telling you, young people? You don't have to sing. You don't have to play your iPod or a CD in your house para lang maramdaman nyo yung presensya ni Lord. Para lang sabihin nyo, Lord, nagwo-worship ako kasi ang buti-buti mo sa akin. But even in you are in the jeepney, you are in your school, you are in somewhere in the mall, when you realize how God is so good in your life, you would understand. All you have to do is to be in the position of responding to His goodness. And you would say, you would tell, Lord, I thank You. And I want to respond. I want to worship You because You are worthy of all my praise. Even the time that, you know, maybe may mga dinadaanan yung family natin, yung family nyo, even at, you know, trials, testings in our family, how would you respond? How would you respond to God? You know, when we realize that Jesus has set us free from all the bondages of sin, of death, of poverty, of sickness, we would realize, we would know how to respond right to God in worship. Because we know that the God that we are worshiping is a true and a living God. That should be our response. And worship is that which values Him above everyone and everything. The question is, ano ba yung binavalue natin ngayon? Sino ba yung binavalue natin ngayon? Kapag ka may nagyaya sa atin, uy, mag-FNY tayo. Uy, mag-worship tayo kay Lord. Uy, mag-victory group tayo. Tapos meron ding ibang nag-aya sa atin. Brad, gimmick na lang tayo. Inuman na lang tayo. O mag-dota na lang tayo, mag-computer na lang tayo. Huwag ka nang umatin dyan. Huwag ka nang umatin ng victory group. Ano ba yung mas mabigat sa atin? Is it really the worth of Jesus? Or we're just saying, okay lang. Alam naman ni Lord na mahal ko siya eh. Okay lang yung alam naman ni Lord na nagpe-pray ako. Nagbabasa ako ng Bible. Okay lang. But I hope that this afternoon we would realize that Jesus alone is worthy of all our worship. In Mark chapter 12 verse 30, it says here that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Why? Because this is the first commandment. Have you ever realized this first commandment? It's not really about don't sin. You know, don't commit adultery. Don't murder. Okay? But he said, above all else, love the Lord your God with all your heart. In fact, in Exodus, the first two commandments, when God said, when God told Moses, you tell my people that they should not worship any other God because it's only I that they need to be worshipped, that they need to worship. And that is the commandment. We should not be worshiping something, or we should not be worshiping someone, that every day we should realize that, Lord, you are heavier than this. You are worthy than this. Lord, I would choose to worship you. I would choose to honor you because you have been so good to me, because that is who you are. Because you are Jesus. Because you died for me. Because I believe, I have faith, I know that God, you sent your Son so that I may have life, that He died for me, that Jesus died for me so that I may have life. And when we realize that, I'm telling you, we're going to respond to Him in worship. We're just going to be amazed day after day when we realize that, Lord, that is how you're so good to me. You're so good to me. You know, in Greek mythology, Zeus, how many of you know Zeus? The god of lightning and thunder? Tama ba? Zeus, okay? Parang Percy Jackson, bro. You know, in Greek mythology, the gods, the reason why they are being strengthened or the reason why they are strong is because they need people to worship them so that they could be strong. Para lumakas sila. They need the worship of people. That is in Greek mythology. But guess what? In God, when we don't worship God, I'm telling you, it is us who becomes weak. When we don't worship Jesus, when we don't see Jesus as worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, when we don't see Jesus, that Jesus, yes, Lord, you died for me, You get everything in my place so that I may live this life. When we don't recognize that, I'm telling you, it is us who would become weak. It's a different story. While Zeus is getting all the worship so that he would become strong, I want to tell you today, young people, the reality is, God doesn't need our worship so that He would prove to Himself that I am worthy because you are worshiping me. Because even without us, still, let me say this, Jesus still deserves the glory and honor because He is still worthy even without us. But that is the main purpose. That is why God created us. That is to worship the true and living God. That is to worship Jesus everywhere, anytime. Because Jesus deserves it. He deserves to be worshipped. The question is, why we worship? Why would we spend money every Friday just to be here? Why would we spend money to buy CDs, Hillsong? Why would we spend money to, you know, buy Bibles or books that talks about God? Why we worship? It's because God, in His love, in His unconditional love for us, He gave His Son, Jesus Christ. And I want to remind all of us today that this Jesus Christ that we are worshiping and we are glorifying, He lived a sinless life on earth. That is why I'm confidently saying this to all of us. He's worthy of all our worship. That is why I hope the next time you lift your hand, the next time that you cry, it's okay. In fact, it's okay to be emotional at times. But I hope that we would realize that because that we're in that position, we would realize that because, hey, Jesus, you are worthy. Lord, you deserve to receive all the glory and honor. In fact, in Revelation, I want to close with this. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, it says here, in a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? That is Jesus. He's worthy to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. He's worthy. And in verse 13, then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And in verse 14, the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. The elders fell down and worshiped. Again, the question is, si Lord ba ang mabigat sa puso natin? Ang priority natin? Ang tinitibok talaga every day ng puso natin, or somehow we get diverted to something or someone and we tend to forget God. Lord, just a few moments, I would just leave you right there. Just stay. Don't go anywhere, Jesus. I'll be right back. Just stay. I just found something that I think a priority, that I think worthy. So please don't leave, Jesus. I'm going to be back. Don't leave. Stay where you are. I'm just going to go right here. But you know what? I want to tell you today, young people, worship is all about Jesus. Worship is only for Jesus. When there's something na nagtatalo na, na ayaw na nating mag-worship, ayaw na nating mag-attend ng FNY, ayaw na nating mag-pray, there's something wrong. Maybe we're not worshiping God anymore. This is a thing or someone we are worshiping already. But I want to tell you this, young people, worship is only for Jesus. Worship is only for Jesus. because He's worthy. He deserves all the glory and honor. Can we just pray right now? Let's thank God. Father, we just want to come to You, God, today. God, in worship. Lord, I pray, Father, that God, You would just speak to our hearts today, this afternoon, Lord. You know what, this afternoon, I just want You to just talk to God, and maybe I believe God is talking to some of us here. Maybe in the past week, you know, I remember one time that one of our leaders posted something in Facebook. Can you just look up here for a moment? He posted something like this that, not exactly, but I want to rephrase it. This is summertime, but be careful of what you are looking at. Am I right? That's you. When you go to the beach, syempre, summertime. When you go somewhere else, and because there's no assignments, there's no projects, we have all the time to be there in front of the internet. Yes, this is vacation. But always guard your eyes. Because little you will know, at the end of the day, you are worshiping a lady who is wearing a bikini, a two-piece bikini, when you're in the beach. Instead of worshiping Jesus, Lord, You are worthy, I worship You. I'm not going to look at that person because, Lord, You are most valuable to me. You are my priority, not this lady. It's a good reminder. Or maybe you're in front of your computer, nabobored ka, wala ka magawa. Which is heavier? Your time in your computer or your time with God? Worshiping God. Lord, I thank You, Lord, that today, God, You are reminding us, Lord God, that worship is only for Jesus. God, it's only about You, Jesus. It's not about great things happening to us. It's not about gadgets that we have, Lord. Thank You for those material things, Lord. Lord, it's not about really about our girlfriend or our boyfriend. But Lord, it's all about You, Jesus. I want to pray for some of us here. Just bow your head, close your eyes. Nobody's looking around. Maybe you're here today, this afternoon. You want to be honest to God and tell God, Lord, for some time in my life, I just worship something more than You. And today, God, I just want to renew my commitment to You. I just want to respond to You in worship to You. Would you just be honest to God and tell God, Lord, I want to say sorry. God, somehow, Lord, na divert yung attention ko to this thing, to someone more than You. If that's you, nobody's looking around, would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. Would you be honest to God? Yes, thank you. If you raise up your hand, you can put it down. I saw you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Almost all of us here in this place. You can put it down. Lord, You see all those people, God. All those people who raise up their hands, Lord, who's saying, Lord God, that somehow, God, they missed the point, God. That worship is only about Jesus. Worship only belongs to Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that You would just bring them back, Lord God. I pray, God, that the heaviness, the worth, Lord God, of Your glory and honor, God, it would always be manifested, Lord God, and be seen in their hearts, Lord God. More than anything else, Lord, more than someone else, that every day, Lord God, Ikaw lang ang priority namin sa buhay namin, Lord. That's why today, God, we want to make a commitment, Lord God, to you. By your grace, it's only about you, Jesus. Bring us back to you, God, in worship to you. Because you love us. That's why we love you too, Jesus. We will respond in love with you, to you. I want to pray for some of us also. If you are here, you never surrendered your life to Christ. Would you tell God, Lord, today I acknowledge that I need you in my life. I've been worshiping someone, things in my life. In fact, I've been worshiping sin in my life. I know that I'm sinning, but it seems like it's okay. But it seems like, Lord, I'm fine. But I know I'm sinning. I know what I'm doing is a sin. But today, you want to tell God, Lord, I want to worship you. I want to give my life to you. I repent. And I thank you that you died for me on the cross. The reason Jesus died in the cross is for you, my friend, so that you will have eternal life.